Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for coming and becoming a man and just pouring out your life so that we might have life now and forever. We thank you for your word that's powerful, that's transforming, that wakes us up, that lets us know who you are and who we are. Continue to guide us and direct us and to walk us into that wonderful future that you have for us. In Jesus, your name, amen. Well, Matthew 22:42 records Jesus asking this question. What do you think about the Christ? What do you think about the Christ? As I was seeking the Lord for his message for our church this Christmas season, I was led to the writings of an old school preacher that I have always liked. His name is J.C. Ryle. J.C. Ryle, old school, back in the late 1800s kind of guy. He was from England. We have a friend here from England, Mark. J.C. Ryle was from England, and he lived from about 1816 to 1900. And he was a writer, he was a pastor, he was an evangelical preacher. He was actually the Anglican Bishop of Liverpool, the first one. And I love Ryle because when he writes, you can even hear as you're reading his writing and his preaching, I mean, you can hear his love for God, his all-in attitude for Christ. I mean, this guy is all in, and I love it. I love that. I love reading people who are all in. I love hanging out with people who are all in, who are just going after God and are willing to lay everything else aside and leave everything else behind. That's why I like this guy's writing. Listen to what this guy says about his life and his ministry. He said, "My chief desire in all my writings is to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and to make him beautiful and glorious in the eyes of men, and to promote the increase of repentance, faith, and holiness upon earth." So I feel led this morning and next week to deliver two parts of Ryle's Christmas tract titled, "What Think Ye of Christ?" We're going to title the message this morning, "What Do You Think of Christ?" What do you think of Christ? It's going to be a two-part series. We're going to borrow heavily and really directly from Ryle in his writing. I believe this message is going to awaken our hearts. It really should. I mean, think about Christ. Let's think about him these next 2 weeks. And I pray that this would just encourage us and ignite us to not let this just be a Christmas season kind of thing, thinking about Christ in this way, but in every single day, waking up every morning, thinking of Christ in this way and who he is. It's going to awaken our hearts, our minds, our souls. I believe our spirits will be awakened. I know your spirit, your soul, your mind, your heart will all be awakened if you continue to think of Christ. There's just no way around it. No way around it. So I want us to do that this Christmas season and every day. I mean, the Christmas season is so good at just getting us actually not thinking about Christ. And it's crazy. And in the enemy, he's a liar and a conjurer too. If you don't watch out, he'll conjure you. That was from an old song that I sang actually in public high school back in the day. It shows you how old I am. Okay? Public high school in Illinois. But he is. The devil is a liar, and he's taking Christmas, and he's causing it to be something that just gets us all wrapped up in all the wrong things and all focused on all the wrong things. It just drives me crazy. We got Christians running around like chickens with their heads cut off, all stressed out, all worried, all into what the world is saying we need to be about. And I mean, it's driving us crazy. We need to think of Christ. We need to think about Jesus. So what do you think of Christ? Part one is this week. Part one, we're going to answer why all men ought to think of Christ. Why all men ought to think of Christ. Christmas is a season which almost every believer observes in some way, form, or another. I mean, if there's a Christian in any corner of the world, they're celebrating Christmas in some way. There's just no way around it. And that's a beautiful thing. In America, we begin hearing the Christmas music. We begin putting up the decorations even before Thanksgiving now, which I support wholeheartedly, 100%. And if you don't like it, then you are just a worldly traditionalist, is what I say. Because Christmas should be celebrated a long, long time, all year long, okay? Come on, I put my tree up before Thanksgiving. Yes. So we start hearing the music. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We're putting up our Christmas decorations. We're getting excited for Christmas. Amen? What's interesting in America is there is this, what they call the war on Christmas, or the whatever, something like that. The war on Christmas. And so you go around, and you're going shopping, and you're saying, Merry Christmas, and they go, well, Happy Holidays. I was thinking about this week, okay? We're going to get to Ryle and the meat of this here in a little bit. I'm just kind of venting a little bit and talking about Christmas. So I was thinking this week, holiday. What is that word? Holy day, right? So I'm thinking, this is so awesome. Everybody wants to say happy holy day, happy holiday, right? I'm thinking, this is beautiful because I can say Merry Christmas. They can say happy holiday. I can say, amen, you got it right. This is an incredibly happy holy day that we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Praise God. And then you can just smile and go on with your business. And you just preach the gospel to them right out of their words that came out of their mouth. Happy holy day. Try it today. Try it today. Ooh, it's exciting. Oh, people are in the Christmas mood. They're planning vacations. I know the kids are really excited because they get to have a little break from school here in a little bit because it's Christmas break. People are busy attending Christmas parties and functions. We went to a neighborhood Christmas party last night just to connect with our neighbors and to spend time with them. And it was really cool. We actually met a family was just sitting there all alone. We walked up to them and felt impressed to talk to them and just say hi. We didn't know them. We started talking to them. Find out they're from Ghana, Africa. From a community just about 2 hours away from where we minister over in the Volta region. By the way, Tracy, this guy said that until about 6 years ago, he wouldn't even go in the Volta region. It was that scary. So I'm just saying, God's moving big time. When you guys went there this last time with us, you didn't see all the idols and you didn't feel all that stuff because God's moving. He's moving. He's moving in that area. But how many of those who celebrate Christmas ever consider why Christmas is truly celebrated, why they are celebrating it? How many in the busyness of Christmas plans and arrangement give thought of Him, capital H, of Jesus, whom without Him there would be no Christmas? Oh, there may be some other busy secular holiday that they create just to sell stuff, but there would be no Christmas without Christ. How many ever remember that the Lord Jesus is the cause of Christmas? How many really reflect on Him during this Christmas season? Faith, you're raising your hand. Praise God. What do you think about Christmas? What's the focus in your home right now during this Christmas season? What do you think of Christ? We got to remember, again, the world is so good at getting us all twisted up. We get thinking that Christmas is about us. And in a way it is, but in a roundabout way, through Christ, it becomes about us because He came to save us and to rescue us. But Christmas is truly about Christ. It truly is. I mean, think about it. When we go shopping for gifts, and that's not a bad thing, to want to give gifts to people. It's not. It's a good thing to want to bless people and give gifts. But is Jesus on the forefront of our minds as we're shopping for that gift for a parent or a child or a friend? Is Jesus on our forefront of our minds as we're getting in the car to go Christmas shopping? He should be. Try that. See what your shopping experience is like. The next time you get in the car, you're like, I'm just going to focus on you, Jesus, right now. I'm going to go Christmas shopping, but my mind is on you. I'm going to spend my time even praying as I'm shopping. Just try that. That's an assignment. Seriously, if you still have Christmas shopping to do, there may be some amazing people in here who are already done. But if you're like most people, if you still have some Christmas shopping to do, I encourage you, get in the car, stop, pray, focus on Christ. And just spend that time, even as you're shopping, focusing on Christ. See what happens. And then use that little holiday thing that I was just talking about too. Okay, now I know that this morning I'm preaching to the choir. Because this church is an incredible church of believers who love Jesus. And I know who are crying out to Him and are focused on Him and who love Him. So I'm preaching to the choir. But we still got to preach. Even if we're the choir, we still got to preach, and we still need, and we still are compelled to lift up the name of Jesus and just say, this is the truth, and this is the reality that we need to think of Christ. So let us consider why all men ought to think of Christ. J.C. Ryle has four reasons why all men ought to consider and think of Christ. I want to go through those four reasons. And as we go through these, I want us to really take it in. Don't just go, oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, yeah, yeah, he's right. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what the Bible says. Yeah, yeah, I know that about Jesus. Great, great, great. What time is it? The ball game's happening and I got to go shopping or whatever. Okay, come on now. I want us to really consider Jesus. And I want us to be reminded of who he is and his glory. So as we go through these four reasons why all men ought to think of Christ, make it personal and start going there yourself. Number one, why all men ought to think of Christ is because of the office Christ fills between God and man. The number one reason that Ryle points out is because of the office that Christ fills between God and man. He is the eternal Son of God, through whom alone the Father can be known, approached, served, and lived for. Only through Jesus. You realize that you would have no relationship with the Creator of the world. He would not be your Heavenly Father, would it not be for Christ? Would it not be for Jesus, who is the mediator between God and man? All men ought to think, I would say must think of Christ, because without Him, we have no relationship with God. Without Him, we are orphans. Without Him, we are eternally alone, separated from our Creator. He is the divine person whom God the Father has sealed to be the giver of everything that man requires for his soul. Jesus, the Christ. To him are committed the keys of death and hell. Through Jesus. In his favor, though, is life. You could even, this analogy or this little thing's coming to me. He's like the glue that holds it all together. Without him, poof, we're gone. In him alone there is hope of salvation for mankind. And without Jesus, no one can be saved. All men, we've got to think of Christ. Not just once in a while. Not just Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Easter, and when things seem to be really getting tough. It says in 1 Corinthians 3:11, and we just studied this about a month and a half ago as we're going through the book of 1 Corinthians. It says, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is the foundation. It says in 1 John 5:12, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. All men ought to think of Christ. And then think about this. Shall God honor his son and not man? God honored his son. He honored Jesus, his son. Ought not all man honor Christ, who is the link, the mediator between God and man, the one that the Father exalted above all others? Ought we not do the same? We must think of Christ. I mean, really think of him. Not just, yeah, thanks a lot, that was great. But I mean, we need to think of Christ. Number two, all men ought to think of Christ. Why? Because of what Christ has done for all men. He thought upon man. He thought about us when we were yet sinners, when we were his enemies. He thought about us and he still came. He came and he stepped down from his rightful place at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, his place of glory and honor, and he stepped down and he put on flesh and he became a man. He did that for us because of his love, because of God's love for us and Christ's love for his Father. He said yes and he became a man. And then he went to the next level. Not only did he become a man and live in the flesh on this earth for 33 years, dealing with this broken world that was an enemy of his, that was insulting him, but then he laid down his life for us. We got to think of Christ. We got to remember that. We've got to think of Christ. We've got to remember what he has done for all mankind, for you personally. This is Christmas. This isn't, you know, gift-giving present time, although that can be part of it. But this is remembering the birth of Christ, the day that he came down from heaven and said, yes, I'm all in and I'm going to give it all for mankind. That's incredible. We've got to remember that. We've got to think of Christ. He bore man's sins in his own body. He shed his own lifeblood for us. This is what Christ did for us. He was made a curse for man that man might be blessed. Any blessing you have in your life came at the cost of Jesus Christ shedding his blood and becoming a curse. The Son of God, the righteous one, the holy one, the exalted one. This is what Christ has done for man. Ought we not think of him? Christ hadn't done this for mankind. We might be all at this moment crying out from hell. Ought we not think of Christ? Amen? We sang about that earlier. We sang the Revelation song. Holy, holy, holy. Worthy is Lamb. I mean, he is so holy. He is so worthy. Number three, all men ought to think of Christ. Why? Because of what Christ will yet do to all men. Hang with me on this one. Hang with Ryle on this one. Number three, because of what Christ will yet do to all men. He's going to come again. There's a day that he is coming back. Do you realize that, church? Jesus Christ is coming back. And that's a great and wonderful and glorious day. But there's more that happens on that day. Jesus Christ is coming back to establish his kingdom on the earth, but he's also coming back to set up a court. There's a day of judgment that's coming on that day. He's coming back. He's going to summon all mankind to stand before him. And to him, every knee will bow. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. And that is something that we need to do today, because you don't want to be doing it for the first time on that day. You want to do it today on this day. To bow your knee and to declare with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. Not one shall be able to escape that solemn court date. Everyone is going to receive a life sentence on that day. We got to know this. We're talking about Christmas. Jolly old St. Nicholas. Ho, 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 ho. This is the reality of Christmas. It's Jesus Christ. Everybody's got to know Him. Because everybody's going to receive a life sentence. And your sentence is either going to be eternal life or eternal death. It's one of the two. But Jesus Christ came down from heaven and He poured out His whole life for mankind so that mankind could receive Him and have an eternal life sentence. Life and not death. All men ought to think of Christ. We've got to think of Christ. If we have friends or family that don't understand this, that are just living in this crazy, frantic world of me, 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 we need to encourage them to think of Christ. They need to know Him today. Bow their knee to Him today. They need to understand who He is, what He has done for them. And they need to understand what the future holds. That's part of life. You know, we're so good in America. Let's not think about the future. Let's live for today. And there's truth in that. For tomorrow, that has enough troubles of its own. Okay? We know that. We understand that. But there is a day coming when Jesus is coming back. And you need to know Him. You need to know Him. You need to know Him. All men ought to think of Christ. Number four, all men ought to think of Christ. Why? Because Christ is the grand subject of the Bible. It's all about Him. You go to the Old Testament. What's the Old Testament doing? First of all, Christ was there in the very beginning, creating the earth. But you look throughout the Old Testament, people think, well, yeah, Jesus showed up, you know, in the Gospels and the New Testament. That's when it became about Jesus. Before, it was about all this other stuff. So when Jesus came, then we kind of ignore all that other stuff that came before it, because now Jesus has come. And so, you know, I've even heard people say from the platform in churches, oh, it's just so great that, you know, we serve a God of the New Testament, not a God of the Old Testament. I'm thinking, oh my, what are you talking about? God is God. He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Read the Old Testament and it's proclaiming who God is. It's testifying to Jesus Christ. It's prophesying about Jesus Christ. God's Word is so rich. Jesus is the grand subject of the Bible. The Scriptures testify of Him. Christ is the object of all churches from all time, from all Christendom. Even the most liberal churches that are out there. The most liberal churches, Christ is still what they're established on. Now, they may be getting off here and there, okay. But it's all about Jesus. The Bible is all about Christ. The church is all about Christ. Christmas needs to be all about Christ. Christ Mass. Holy Day. Christ is the end and the substance of all the sacraments of the church, communion, baptism. It's all about Christ. It's all about Him. It's all about Christ. Men ought to think of Christ. We need to allow our minds, our lives, our hearts to be consumed by Him. Not just periodically, but always. I'm telling you, it's the only way to live. By God's grace, He's going to help each one of us be consumed more and more and more with Christ. We all need it. All men ought to think of Christ. There are many things that consume a man's thoughts while he lives, but they're not going to be on his mind as he's dying. We need to let go of those frivolous things, and we need to be consumed with Christ right now and for eternity. We often think, oh yeah, I'm just looking forward to heaven. I'm looking forward to eternity with Jesus. Man, I can't wait for that eternity with Jesus. And then we get up every day and we just live without Him, with Him not on the forefront of our minds. We live consumed by everything else that's going on, by who's playing who, what the score was of that, and, you know, what kind of, I don't know, when the next iPhone's coming out and is it going to have the right gadgets or not? I don't know. We get consumed about silly, crazy stuff. Yet then when we get in that spiritual moment of talking, we're like, yeah, but I can't wait for eternity and to spend the rest of my life with Jesus. I'm thinking, it's right now. The rest of your life is now. And if you can't think of Christ now, what makes you think you're going to think of Him a million years from now? Think of Him now. Your eternity starts today. Let us think of Christ now. Let us be consumed by Him now. Let us enjoy Him now. Let us walk in the peace of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, now. Let us have real joy. You know, I often think about Christmas, and you could think, well, here's Pastor Eric. He's up there, and he's kind of this Grinch right now, and he's trying to steal the joy of Christmas right now and trying to tell us not to go Christmas shopping and blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying that. I'm not a Grinch. What I'm saying is that the joy that this world has to give you, that they say that you're going to get by going through all of these motions of Christmas that are thrown out there, is fake. It's false. It's fleeting. It's not real. But there's a real joy that can fill your life, and that comes through Christ. That comes through thinking of Him. That comes through being consumed by Him. It comes from waking up and going, Jesus. It comes from getting in your car and going to that meeting that you think is going to be stressful and just saying, Jesus, You're with me. You are mine and I am yours. You're with me, and if you're for me, who can be against me? It comes from sitting down at lunch and just being, Jesus, thank You for being here with me. I love You. I just want to say again, thank You for saving me. Thank You for changing my life. Thank You, God, for what You've done. I'm alive now because of You. It comes from living that way and being aware of Christ every day, all day long. We've heard Paul in his writing. He says, pray continually. And we think, oh, we can't pray all the time. That's just impossible. Why not? If you can be consumed all the time by, you know, your favorite basketball team, or buy that next car that you want to buy that has those cool lights on it and all that kind of jazz, if you can be consumed and always be thinking about that, how could we not be consumed by Jesus? By Christ, who's infinite. Come on. Preaching to myself here too. I'm just going to let you know, all right? Preaching to myself here too. All men ought to think of Christ. I just want to close and I want to ask everyone to stand up. I just want you to quiet your heart right now before the Lord. I even want you to close your eyes. Just close your eyes. I just want you to start thinking of Christ right now. Remember what He's done for you. He laid down His life. He came. He stepped down from heaven. He saved you. He rescued you. He cleansed you. I want to do something a little different. I just heard Steve speak out. He set me free. I want to give you an opportunity, if you would just like to speak out who Jesus is to you and what He's done for you. You can just speak it out loud.